With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting President Biden's son caused quite a stir on Capitol Hill this morning.
Hunter Biden showed up unexpectedly and sat in the front row at a House Oversight Committee hearing as Republicans began the process of holding him in contempt of Congress. GOP lawmakers on the panel were not amused, denouncing Biden's appearance as a political stunt. Republicans subpoenaed the presidential son to testify behind closed doors in December, but he refused to comply, insisting he will only testify in public.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. U.S. and British naval forces shot down 21 drones and missiles fired by Yemen-based Houthis on Tuesday toward the southern Red Sea, according to the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the Houthis' attacks have disrupted trade involving many countries.
There have been hundreds of attacks now since November on shipping in the Red Sea, affecting more than 40 countries tied to ships with from 40 different countries.
Britain is hinting at further measures to protect international shipping lanes. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the GOP is fully committed to making border security part of any foreign aid deal for Ukraine and Israel.
We have to support Israel as a top priority. Ukraine's important as well. We cannot be involved in securing the border of Ukraine or other nations until we secure our own. And so that border fight is coming, and we're going to die on that hill.
Johnson tells the Salem Radio Network the president should immediately reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy for asylum seekers and begin work on a border wall. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 170 points, the Nasdaq rose 111, the S&P 500 advanced 27, oil down 87 cents to $71.37 a barrel. This is SRN News. Is the tide turning in the battle over transgenderism? Some evangelicals think it might be.
Take a look at what's going on with regards to Europe. Europe crossed that precipice long before the United States did. And you know, the Travestock Clinic in London, which is the biggest clinic that did these kinds of surgeries and puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones, they're now shutting down as of 2024. They will be no more.
Matt Staver is founder of Liberty Council.
Many of the European countries are walking back this whole transgender issue. And some of that is happening in the United States as well. A number of states are getting involved to say enough is enough. No puberty blockers, no cross-sex hormones, no mutilating surgeries on minors.
In fact, 22 states have banned sex change operations on children, and several others are considering such legislation. A growing number of people who have undergone such treatment are expressing dissatisfaction. This is SRN News. The former coach of China's national soccer team has admitted to landing the coveted post through bribery.
Coach Li left the national team after they failed to qualify for the World Cup. He was then detained for corruption. It wasn't clear why, but now a documentary aired on Chinese TV has provided the answer. He apparently paid a large bribe to secure the job. Li Tiao also revealed that previously he'd fixed matches to secure promotion for two club sides he was managing, paying off referees, players and coaches. Ironically, it was that success which was used to justify his appointment as China's national coach.
BBC correspondent Michael Bristow reporting. Search teams have been deployed following an avalanche at a California ski resort near Lake Tahoe. The avalanche occurred around 9:30 this morning at Palisades Tahoe. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.